Okay, good evening everybody and welcome to our sunset service. Those of you who got up here a few minutes ago saw just a little bit of the sun shining on the beautiful piece of the Lord's creation that we have in front of us, and I hope you enjoy our cathedral for this evening. And we have one more group of guests, so we'll let them wander on up here, and then just in another minute or two we'll get started. So please enjoy the view here. Rise for the opening of the word. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Let us pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven so upon the earth. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
O Lord, forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Amen. Please rise and I'll say the recitation, and if you know it, feel free to say it along with me. This is from Revelation chapter 21, verses 5 and 6. And he who sat upon the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." And he said to me, "Write. For these words are true and faithful." And he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to him who thirsts of the fountain of the water of life freely." Please be seated. So who remembers our theme for the Jacob's Creek camp here? Who remembers our theme this year? Yes, sir.
Behold, I make all things new.
Behold, I make all things new. Now, when you think about the stories that you know from the Word, what is the very first thing that you can think of in the Word that the Lord has written about for us that he makes new? What's the very, very first thing he makes new? Anyone remembers? The very first thing. Yes? You can go ahead. The 7 days of creation is the very first thing that the Lord made new. Very, very good. So we're going to read about just the very first day of creation and see how the Lord started making things new in the very first chapter and the very first verse in the very first book of the Word. In Genesis chapter 1, we're going to read the first 5 verses about the first time that the Lord made things new. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was void and emptiness, and darkness was on the faces of the abyss. And the Spirit of God brooded upon the faces of the waters. And God said, Let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God distinguished between the light and the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning on the first day. So let's take a moment to picture this amazing first day of creation in the Word. It says, first there was void and emptiness, and darkness covered the abyss. So picture as we look out, if this was all water, everywhere you look, like an ocean being in the middle of the ocean, all water that's miles and miles deep, the void and emptiness of the abyss, and then picture it completely black. Darkness over the abyss. Do you have a picture like that in your mind? But what else? Who else was there? Who else was there? Yes? Yes? Who else was there? The Lord was there. And do you remember what it said the Lord was doing? What was the Lord doing? Yes, do you remember? He was creating the earth. And do you remember he was brooding over the faces of the waters, it says. We can picture the Lord in this image of everything covered in water and covered in deep, dark blackness. But the Lord is still there, brooding over the waters. Picture him with his hands out. And in the heavenly doctrine, it says brooding like a hen protects and prepares her eggs to be born. So there's the Lord with his hands out over the waters, preparing for the waters for what was going to come next. And what came next? What came next? What did the Lord say? The very first words from the Lord in the Word. Yes? Yes? Is that what you're going to say too? Let there be light. The next thing we learn about is the loving, merciful voice of the Lord saying, Let there be light. And there was light, wasn't there? And then there was the first morning of the first part of creation that the Lord created in the very beginning of the Word. And this story, we're taught in the heavenly doctrine, is about how the Lord creates every single one of us new. Because we all start out like this void and emptiness, covered in darkness, until the light of the Lord's truth comes into our minds and lights up our minds, just like this whole valley will be lit up tomorrow morning. It'll be bright. Just like the light of the Lord's divine truth comes into our minds. And the Lord teaches us about that too in the Word. Listen to this. This is the very beginning of the Gospel of John that we're going to read next. And think about how this compares to what we just read in the book of Genesis in the very beginning. Because this tells us how the Lord creates us anew. This tells us what the light really is. This is John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by Him. And without Him was not one thing made that was made. In Him was life. And life was the light of men. He was the true light, which enlightens every man who comes into the world. So this tells us what this light was when the Lord said, Let there be light. It's the light from the Lord's Word shining into our minds. Can you think of something that you've learned from the Word that now brightens up your mind that you didn't know unless you knew it from the Word? Who the Lord is. Mr. Genslinger spoke to us last night about how the pearls about who the Lord is are the most important truths from the Word. And maybe you can think about times when you didn't understand quite as well who the Lord is. And then you learn from the Christmas story that he was born in a human body, and then through the Easter story that he rose again in divine human form as the Lord Jesus Christ. And all of those ideas light up your mind and create your mind anew from truths that are in the Word and in the heavenly doctrine. And in the heavenly doctrine it says, when we can see the light from the Lord through his Word, it creates each one of us anew. So, when you hear a story from the Word, when you read it yourself, or you hear it read at home in family worship, or maybe you read it in school, or you think about it on your own, or you hear it in church, every time you learn something from the Word, the Lord is shining his divine truth into your mind and creating your mind anew, because you can see something you never would have been able to see before. So at Jacob's Creek this year, think about the things that you may have learned from the Word already. Or listen for something that you're going to learn from the Word for the very first time. And that will be the creation story in your mind, which the Lord lets happen over and over and over and over again, forever, beginning on this earth and then in heaven. A new morning every morning is like a new life being created in you from the light of the Lord's Word. So this year, let's ask ourselves, what are we going to learn from the Lord from his Word that creates us anew? Amen. Please rise for our last and only song, which will be All Things So Bright and Beautiful. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us all. Amen.